I feel like I've been to church. Ah, thank you. Thank you. It has been said, there are some debts that can only be paid in appreciation and gratitude. It has also been said, one can never pay in gratitude. One can only pay in kind somewhere else in life. Both true. And there are literally hundreds of thousands of true statements about gratitude, about how it has been noted to live in an individual's life. What I'm excited about this month in this inquiry, this deep dive into gratitude, is the depth that I'm feeling, the willingness of us to take something that we talk about every day, literally every day of our life, and let it change us. Let us be moved by the experience of gratitude in another way, in a greater way. And I think that that's the practice of life, isn't it? It's to take what's already going on in our life and learn from it, grow from it, expand in it as it expands in us. For me, the debt of gratitude is real. And I'm grateful to have that debt. And I'll explain as we're going along why. My goal is not for us to become scorekeepers of what we are giving and receiving in life. That's not my intention. But to have a greater awareness of what both extraordinary generosity feels like and what a debt of gratitude feels like and why that could be a promise of God. My goal is not to get us to be debt-free. That's a different class, different topic. But to recognize that a debt of gratitude, it's evidence of our blessings. And when we can feel that, when we can allow that gratitude that's welling up in us, that I experienced as I was experiencing Doris's prayer, that welling up of gratitude. That's the debt of gratitude I'm talking about. And what do we do with that? Well, you know, here we are in the School of Life. We're in training. And as we explore gratitude and are willing to go deeper with it, to stick with it, to let our experience of gratitude increase, to let our idea of gratitude magnify, to move beyond what we already know, to discover that there's nuances of gratitude that are ours to experience, subtleties, nuances, ideas, expansions. Can we allow what we already know about gratitude to be really great? And what else? What else? Because there is more. And it's not that those subtleties, those nuances, those ideas weren't already there. They were. Our practice is to open ourselves so that we can experience them in greater ways. So engaging in gratitude in ways that are shifting us, expanding us. Maybe you've noticed, like me, I mean, I have not experienced to the same degree the effect of engaging in gratitude so powerfully. Maybe it's because I am being mindful of it in the messages. Maybe it's because I'm being mindful of it in my daily gratitude. Maybe it's because I said, yes, God, change me. Change me. I don't know, but I'm feeling it, and it's not always all, you know, hummingbirds and flowers and rainbows. Sometimes change is uncomfortable. Sometimes growth is a shift that I wasn't expecting. So if you're experiencing like that like I am. We're in this together. We're doing it together. And isn't it great to know that we can continue to learn and grow? So there are many ways to look at gratitude. And two of the overarching ways are generous giving and gracious receiving. Not new ideas. So let's take them deeper. I want to open up the conversation to giving with no strings attached. And I think you all know what I mean by that. I give without any expectation of anything in return. And we've taught that. I've taught it. I've heard it. I've been taught it. The importance of giving with no strings attached. And so I had to question it. Because everything that I've been taught is up for grabs every single day. Why is that true? Why does it matter? And why would I want to experience giving with no strings attached? Well, maybe that's not exactly what I'm saying. Maybe what I want to look at is, what is the string pointing to? Maybe I can look at it from a different direction. Maybe I can look at it as, where is the string showing me that gratitude, that I can give gratitude? I'm not sure if that made sense, so let me say it again clearer for me, and maybe it'll clear it up for all of us. Rather than I'm giving with a string attached out there expecting something in return, am I receiving and using that string to guide me in where to direct my gratitude? Make more sense? Yes, to me too. So we want to pay attention to it. We want to be changed by gratitude because I think that that is the way that we learn to live more generously. I'm talking about living more generously of ourselves, giving more generously of who we are. And, you know, we sing, I am a light. I am a light. I am a light in this world. And I shine. And I shine. And I shine so bright. We can't let that in. Well, we can, but I choose not to. Let that in and then deny it. How is that light shining brightly? How are you allowing yourself to be seen and to be known, to give generously of yourself? I'm not talking about big or small. I'm talking about allowing the Spirit of God in you. Wow. To be made known. Ooh. Shake it out. Yeah. Okay. So, I'm talking about giving of yourself generously. Your joy, your creativity, your peace, your love. And sometimes that looks like our finances, but it's not the only place that we give of ourselves generously. We give of ourselves generously in the expression of who we are. Wow. So, I want you to consider a time when you were grateful for the opportunity to be generous. Consider a time you were grateful for the opportunity to be generous. If one doesn't come to mind, then consider a time when you were generous and allow yourself to be grateful for the opportunity that life gave you to be generous. When we are allowing ourselves to be in touch with that experience of generosity, gratitude is a natural expression. So we want to allow ourselves to experience and develop our capacity to be generous, to be grateful for it, and to watch it expand. And so being aware of the generosity in our own lives, and then being aware of the generosity in the lives of those who surround us. I am a light. You are a light. Can I look upon you and see the light of God that is expressing as you? Not judge it, But see the light of God that is expressing. It's a gift to you. It's a gift to me. And when I can see, or I can at least be willing to see, or there's a nook or a cranny in my mind that says it might be possible that I am a light and that you are a light, we are a light. And where two or more are gathered there in the midst is love, is joy, is possibility. When I join together with you in my attention to my intention to be a light, to recognize your light, there is an expansion of light, of generosity. I said I wanted to be changed by gratitude, and oh my goodness, it is showing up. It's showing up in so many ways. And being grateful instills in us the ideas of hope and possibility and abundance and prosperity. Because the more grateful we are, the more good we are experiencing. It's not a new idea, is it? But can we take it to a new place? Or can we allow that idea to take us to a new place? We have to be willing to let go of our strict outline of what it looks like in order to be transformed by the power that is within that idea. So being part of the flow of giving and receiving, I do still encourage looking at the strings, but look at them as in, where am I going to point my gratitude? Where am I going to do that? And to recognize that being a gracious receiver, every time I consider that line, I picture the receiver receiving the ball. And what do they do with it? You know, if they receive it, are they supposed to just hold on to it and stop the play? No, that is not the intention. Whether it's baseball, well, I don't know about that one, but basketball and football, I know it's there. You're supposed to get the ball and do something with it. We're not supposed to stop the play in action. Can we allow ourselves to be the receiver of the good and not stop the flow that is upon us? Oh, of course we can. If we can just let ourselves, it's tempting. It's tempting to say, ooh, look at the good I got. I'm so excited. Look at the good I got. Did you see? Did you see? Did you see? Did you see? I got this good. Or even just to myself. Ooh, I don't want to show. I don't want to tell anybody. I'm just going to keep it to myself. I'm just going to hold on to it. Oh, and it feels so good to have it. But allow yourself the experience of receiving the good and passing it on, sharing it, expressing it. Oh, and all of a sudden, I am a light, you are a light, and we are a light. If kindness is loaning someone your strength, instead of reminding them of their weakness, then it is a magnificent way to be generous. If kindness is loaning someone your strength, instead of reminding them of their weakness, then that is a magnificent way to be generous. I really like that idea. I really like the idea that I receive the good and I carry it on through my gratitude. And consider that if there were a debtor's prison for gratitude, if there was a debtor's prison, you know, I just kept on catching it all. I just kept on catching it all, my good. And I didn't share my gratitude. I could end up in debtor's prison. And it would be a prison of my own mind. It would be resisting being grateful. That's a prison. It would be hoarding my good. That's a prison. It would be withholding my light. Of course, the prison is always in our own mind. And of course, there is no going to jail or prison, really. Because, actually, we get to go past go. Remember that game? Go straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect your $200. All right, in my game, join me. Do pass go and do collect your get out of jail free card. Now go, of course, is short for God. Thanks for playing along. If we pass through, if we pause and remember, oh, God is here too, if we do, what are we going to find there? What are we going to find in the presence of the divine? We're going to find hope. We're going to find peace. We're going to find love. We're going to find gratitude. We're going to find ourselves. The get out of jail card, the get out of jail free card isn't quite free. Because when we pass through God, when we go through that, when we enter into that relationship, when we enter into that space of God and I are one, of here God is, then it's up to us to experience it, to express it, to embody it. It's not enough to just say the words. It's time to recognize that the words are coming to life in us and through us, and that it is our connection with Source, with Spirit, that moves us out of that debtor's prison, that moves us out of our holding back. It's important to remember and trust our good lies on the other side of our fear. And where that fear is, that's where our growth lies. So when we find ourselves in that place of uncertainty, of fear, of doubt, that's the very place to remember, to pass by, go to God, to find that power for good, and let it use us, and know that we are using it. And to be grateful. I don't know if I've shared with you yet. I might not have. I don't think anyone here in this room, I don't know if anybody out there, if I've shared this with you yet. Did I tell you? I found our benefactor. I'm so excited about it. I know where our good is coming from. I know without a doubt. I know with absolutely all of my being that our benefactor is right here. It's in us, and it's through us, and it's as us. I call it God. I call it love. I call it the creative power. It's the ultimate benefactor. We have a great teacher. We have a great model of how to be in the generous flow of life, in the continuous and the ongoing expression of good. We have a most magnificent, beautiful intelligent teacher. It's life. So my tips this week for staying in that flow, for being generous, keep giving in the generous, continuous way of living that Spirit has modeled for you. It's showing up uniquely for each of us. Stay on top of your debt. Don't let it pile up. Stay in the flow of gratitude. Give thanks. Authentically, specifically, mindfully, intentionally. And just what is this debt that I've been talking about? That's acknowledged and paid in gratitude? Well, it's love. It's divine love. We keep thinking we know what love is, and we do, and we limit it by our own definition of it. And then we expand it, and it expands us. And every time we experience and witness the presence and the expression of love, we are in gratitude. How did we end up here in love again? How could we not? How could we not have a conversation about being in the flow of life, the giving and the receiving, the gracious giving, the grateful receiving, and not go to love? Is there someone or something you have not completely expressed your gratitude for? Maybe you're waiting for the perfect time or the right words, or maybe you've just been putting it off. Don't be dismayed. Don't get caught in the fact that it hasn't happened yet. Act on the nudge. If you have a feeling that there is someone or something that you are grateful for, and you haven't yet said thank you, then you have a promising debt. Promising because in clearing the debt, you are clearing the way for your good to move more freely. Promising because whatever we are grateful for will increase. Promising because the promise in gratitude is a greater connection with the ultimate benefactor, divine love. So, may we be enriched this week by the practice of extraordinary generosity. As you experience giving your ordinary, and may your gratitude be a debt that is fulfilled with joy and love. I love you. Thank you. And so it is. Grateful for this band. Here they come.